So let's talk about some of the places where I think the CFPB has been focusing its efforts over the about a past year or so. I know this is an annual conference. So let's talk about a little bit about where they've been spending some of their time. So UDAP is a big issue for them. They love UDAP because UDAP really doesn't mean anything, and it also means everything. And it has, the agency has overlapping authority with the FTC in this regard, but they have an extra A in their quiver, the abusive practices section. But they've, from my perspective, the UDAP theories started coming out really under the Trump administration, the Republican administration, CFPB, whereas Cordray, the original director at the CFPB, he's a pretty straightforward, focused litigator type person, and he liked to dig into particular statutory provisions and that had some meat around it and try to figure out what he wanted those rules to be. And he just, in my view, just sort of craft them to be what he wanted them to be and let the courts figure it out. To some degree, they have, like in the PHH case, which actually was a case that my firm handled in my old firm when I was there. And it circled around RESPA, which is always a hot topic. So in that particular case, finally, somebody could take the CFPB to court. They did. And CFPB kind of walked away from that for a while and has just recently come back. So they're talking about RESPA again. They focus a lot on fair lending these days. It's dear to their hearts. This is across all the federal government agencies, but CFPB included. They're focused on junk fees, which I think is an area they like because, kind of like UDAP, there's a lot of open area for them to play in. Nobody really knows where the rules are, where the lines are, and so they can sort of craft those along the way. In my view, making up the rule as they go along. Some cynics, not saying I'm that kind of person, but might say it's fairly arbitrary and capricious the way they do that. But that's an area they're playing in. They focus on veterans a lot. Again, this is a Trump era type of a development that they've just continued. I think they probably care deeply about protecting veterans, and it also plays well in the press. The FDCPA, they're talking about that from time to time. Servicing, of course, in the modern era, COVID and post-COVID, servicing has become a big issue, so the FDCPA. And then some other places, too, where they seem to be feeling themselves around in areas where they are trying to find some places to, in their view, make the world better, and some people are skeptical of how they're doing that. So let's talk about some of the particular cases. We'll drill down a little bit. The first few I have up here are going to be UDAP. Again, this is where they've been focusing a lot of their efforts in recent times. So UDAP, this case, which is relatively recent, the consent order, is a case where the CFPB imposed civil money penalties of $36 million on a consumer leasing company. So this is an area, there's a consumer leasing statute, there's a reg on point, but it's not an area where they normally spend much of their time. But they talk about, in the unfair, deceptive, abusive practices, acts and practices context, they talk about lease terms that are concealed as part of the allegations here. So consumers, the average consumer can't figure out what the terms are, deceptive, abusive, unfair types of concepts. They talk about terms of contracts, which they've also been dabbling in, by the way. They've been talking about, let's make all of the consumer financial services providers, let's make them send their standardized contracts to the CFPB so they can have a database of these types of provisions. I've been dabbling in that some. But they said that in this particular case, they had terms that were egregious, overreaching, consumers couldn't really figure it out. And then part of the leasing process, this consumer leasing concept is that the consumer could come in and they could cancel their lease after a couple of months, and as long as they gave the property back. And they said, but they just had rules internally that said, yeah, but we don't take property back. So you can cancel theoretically, but you're sort of trapped. And so you get to the period where you want to cancel lease and you can't in a deceptive or abusive type of a manner. They claim that they failed to provide disclosures that are required by the Act whenever they are when people are triggering the various time frames where disclosures are supposed to be made. And so, you know, it's an area where I see the CFPB kind of moving into areas where they try to expand, you know, sort of turf battle type approach, where they're going in and try to expand into these other areas where they haven't spent a lot of time in the past, but they seem to be trying to find new tasks and new areas for their people to be focused on.